Good morning, this is Reverend Leslie speaking with your audio service for this coming weekend. And it's already on a Saturday. I have woken up and the sun is shining through the window here at North Nibley. And what a beautiful day it's going to be. I'm thinking very much about my son, Roy, this weekend, as he has started at Chipping Campden yesterday and is walking the whole of the Cotswold Way with a tent and everything he needs on his back. So it's going to be quite an epic pilgrimage, journey, whatever you might like to call it. And just thinking about, you know, how we can use time like that to think about our lives, and how often do we actually give ourselves space to really reflect and sort of make some judgments maybe about where we are in our lives. But that brings me on to judgments in themselves, because actually we can often be very quick to judge, not necessarily ourselves and what we do, but what other people get up to. And there is a reading from Matthew, starting to read at chapter 7, which talks about judging others. But we're going to start with a short prayer, and then I will give you the reading. So, Father God, we give you thanks for this wonderful day, and for whichever day in which we are listening to this audio service. Lord, allow us to sit and reflect quietly as we take in the words from your scriptures and think about our own lives and how we maybe judge others in our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So we're going to read from Matthew 7, starting to read at verse 1. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure that you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," when all the time there is a plank in your own? You hypocrite! First, take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to the pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So here's our reflection on chapter 7 from Matthew. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus shares a really profound teaching that resonates across, well, many, many years, all those centuries, thousands of years, when it was first spoken, with this call for us not to judge others. The passage forms part of the Sermon on the Mount, which is a collection of Jesus's teachings that address the heart of Christian ethics. And I believe they're as relevant today as they would have been all those thousands of years ago. In Matthew 7, 1-6, it starts with a simple yet powerful statement. Do not judge, or you will be judged. It's fighting talk, isn't it? This passage highlights themes of judgment, self-awareness, humility, and discernment, which are essential in fostering our compassion and understanding between us and other people. And we might even say towards the community, the people that we live with? Can we gain insights into how to lead a life that reflects the teaching of humility and love? In the world that we live in, which is often driven by quick assumptions and very critical opinions of others, these verses challenge us to reconsider how we can perceive and interact with others. And I think it's fair to say that all of us have probably handled situations in our own lives quite poorly at some point. So let's start with the measure you use, that key verse in verse 2 of Matthew 7. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. It's fighting talk, isn't it? This verse serves as a reminder that our judgments reflect upon us. The standards we apply to others will be the standard applied to us. And this verse urges us to consider carefully how we evaluate others' actions and their decisions. The idea of the measure that you use being turned back upon you. Some of the things we say to others, do we actually think about what it would be like to receive that comment or statement to ourselves? It's a call for us to practice empathy and understanding, recognising the shared imperfections that we have, each of us. In the cultural context of Jesus's time, when these words were first spoken, this teaching would have resonated with a society bound by strict laws and social structures, often rooted in judgment. In daily life, this lesson encourages us today to adopt something that is called grace. Before performing opinions or passing judgments, we need to try to empathise with the person in question. Consider their circumstances, their motivations, and maybe even their challenges, just as you would hope others would consider those same circumstances, motivations, and challenges that are in our own lives. Now we're going to look at another part of that reading, which is when it talks about the speck and then the plank of wood. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? I think this is called a metaphor, and it highlights the human tendency to overlook our own faults while quite pointingly noticing what those other imperfections are in someone else. The contrast between the speck and the plank emphasises the need for self-examination before critiquing others. The imagery is vivid, suggesting that our awareness, our self-awareness and our humility are crucial for our own personal growth. Jesus' teaching is not about ignoring the faults of others. No, not at all. But it is about approaching them only after addressing our own shortcomings. And by doing so, our interactions are less judgmental and more constructive. Do you remember that story about who's going to throw the first stone? So how do we do this? By applying this lesson by routinely examining our own behaviours and our attitudes. We need to try and cultivate some self-reflection as a habit, perhaps through journaling or maybe regular discussions with a trusted friend. I have, I haven't seen her for a while, so maybe I need to do this, spiritual director, someone that is able to challenge me a bit about the things that I do in my life and the way that I live my life. We need to gain insights into our strengths, but also the areas that we could improve on. Now, the next bit that we need to look at is about discernment. And doesn't matter who we are or how young or old we are, discernment is really, really important for us to live our lives wholly. It said in verse 6 of chapter 7, "Do not give dogs what is sacred, and do not throw your pearls to the pigs." While the initial verses focus on refraining from judgment, this verse suggests the importance of discernment and wisdom in our interactions. We need to recognise the value of what is shared and with whom it is shared. That is vital. This teaching from Jesus acknowledges that not all situations or people will appreciate or respect wisdom or goodness. And the metaphor of pearls being given to pigs illustrates that discernment is necessary to avoid replacing trust, or misplacing, I should say, without avoiding misplacing trust or effort. It teaches that while we should be non-judgmental, we also need to be wise with our resources and our efforts. In practice, this means being intentional with where we invest our energy and emotional resources. So how do we do this? Well, something about assessing a situation to understand when to engage and actually when sometimes it's just best to walk away. And this discernment will protect our well-being and maintain healthy boundaries. It's a challenge in my role as a minister. It's about picking the things that you want to challenge someone about and making sure that it's a wise decision to do that, because sometimes it just isn't. Then there is the whole thing about humility and judgment. So we're going to go back now to the very first verse of Matthew 7, verse 1. "Do not judge or you will be judged." So this key verse holds the essence of humility in judgment. It's a direct call to refrain from forming judgmental opinions of others without engaging that understanding of grace that I talked about just a minute ago. Humility in judgment recognises that complete understanding is often actually beyond our grasp. Acknowledging our personal limitations in fully understanding, that helps our view of others sit rooted in something that's really important, and that's empathy rather than criticism. Christ's message here is to encourage us and our self-humility and collective understanding. He wants us to allow space for forgiveness. And in this, in forgiveness, we build community. And how do we do this? Well, we must be mindful of our own judgments and try to view situations from many, many angles. Practice compassion actively, intentionally replacing judgment with something more like, I don't know, curiosity or concern. So I encourage you to reflect on the passage that we've read this morning and ask yourselves, how will I respond to the truths of this passage today? Consider if there's any part of your life where you need to apply this lesson. Perhaps it's at work. It might be in your family interactions, maybe in your social settings, where quick judgment might overshadow empathy and understanding. Consider if Jesus stood before you today. How would he see your response to his teaching? Would he be pleased with how you choose to judge or not judge others? What step can you take this week to show that you are walking in the light of truth with Jesus? Are there maybe specific situations or relationships where you might practice these teachings? Being intentional, maybe setting goals for change that can solidify these lessons in your life. So to close this little study, let us pray together. Let us seek guidance and strength to live according to the teachings of Jesus in this passage. Lord, we ask you to open our eyes to see others with empathy and an open heart, to embrace humility and wisdom. And let our prayers this morning guide your daily interactions with us, helping us foster a life led by love and understanding. Amen. So I hope you found my little reflection on the Sermon on the Mount and looking at how we judge others useful. It is something we all do. Nobody, I don't think, can say that they don't at times make judgments about others. It's just part of human nature. But that doesn't mean that we don't challenge ourselves about it and ask ourselves to, you know, how can we change that? And gosh, for 10 years when I was working in prison ministry, there were lots of men and women that had been judged, literally being judged by a judge, and had been committed to prison for doing something wrong in their lives. But that doesn't mean that we have to continue to judge someone. And that's the bit about forgiveness. And that is so important in Christian faith. It's being able to just stand back and say, let's give this person another chance. So I encourage you to walk in someone else's shoes, maybe this week. I'm going to try and do the same, and there will be plenty of opportunities for me to do that, as I'm sure there will be for you. So let's just pray about that for a few moments now. And in our prayers, also thinking about those that we love and care about. So let us pray. Lord Jesus, we come before you having thought about our own judgments and maybe not even being able to discern how judgmental sometimes we can all be. Lord, help us in our pursuit of being able to build community, build relationships with other people. Sometimes people that we find it very difficult to work alongside, to live alongside. Just in a moment of quietness, we place before you those relationships, those situations where maybe we have been judgmental. Maybe we have only seen the negative side of somebody or their situation. Lord, help us to use empathy and understanding, to use that wonderful word that you so freely give to us, which is grace. Let us be gracious in our lives as we walk through the coming week. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And now let us think about our coming week and the situations and things that we are going to encounter. Lord, some of them we know, they're in our diaries, and we know that there are things that we have to do and be, and people that we have to visit, people that we have to engage with. Some of those people we'll be looking forward to encountering, and maybe others less so. So, Lord, we ask that you walk with us. Give us grace, give us courage, give us the opportunity to be empathetic towards each of those encounters. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we think about those who we know who are struggling through this time. There are many, many people who are worried about their health, worried about a loved one's health or their situation in life. And again, in a moment of quietness, we name those people before you and ask for your grace and your mercy and your compassion and your peace for each of them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And now we come to our prayers for those who we know and love who have died and are no longer with us. Lord, we give thanks for who they were. Maybe those were people that we found complicated, difficult, but equally they could have been people that we found great joy and love in. Whoever they were all your children. And we place them with you and give thanks for their lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And finally, Lord, we just place ourselves in your hands as we say the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each and every one of us this day, now and forevermore. Amen. And I hope you have a wonderful week. Whatever the challenges of your week ahead are, just remember that God walks with you each step of the way. And remember to reach out to him when you need to. Bless you all. Bye-bye.